is not enough. DEC arrests notorious Tanzanian drug kingpin, seizes 1.38 tons of cannabis, and South Africa's ex-president Zuma mentioned in Epstein emails over London dinner plan.
FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Government has expressed concern that price reductions of up to 20% by 30 manufacturing companies are insufficient. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has urged more manufacturers to join the initiative and further lower the prices of goods and commodities. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Mulenga said the price reductions are a direct result of economic reforms that government has pursued with determination over the past 4 years. He has noted that reduction inflation, a more stable and stronger kwacha, coupled with reduced fuel prices, should compel the manufacturing sector to lower the prices of essential commodities.
May urge other manufacturers to take this example and do the same. It can not only be a selected number of brands in essential commodities that can reduce. The economic fundamentals that are very positive, lower inflation, which is a single digit, 9.4, from 23, where we were, a stable and stronger currency, kwacha, against the major trading currencies, lower fuel cost is something that every manufacturer, every wholesaler, every importer, every retailer is having a benefit to. So we want to thank the Zambia Association of Manufacturers with their colleagues of these 30 companies that have taken this route. But we also want to engage every business player. We need to pass on the benefits to every consumer.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called for increased collaboration across the African continent to promote sustainable development in priority sectors such as electricity and energy infrastructure. Speaking at the Continental Infrastructure and Investment Forum, President Hichilema said energy remains critical to Africa's economic development. The head of state has expressed concern that the continent continues to face challenges in the effective implementation of projects and infrastructure due to weak coordination among institutions in key sectors.
And when we work together, we invest together, we trade together, we will be a stronger team to now do deals, transactions with Europe. On our own, we're vulnerable. We're too small. So we have a strategic reason to work together as a bigger building block. Then we can sit at the table and negotiate with the Europeans. We had a heavy cabinet meeting yesterday. Amongst the things we did was to make decisions on basically cleaning out the polarization of licenses in many areas, reducing licenses in many areas that businesses have to go to get in order to open or operate, and improve the ease of doing business.
Meanwhile, South African Electrotechnical Export Council Chief Executive Officer Chivoni Evans said the council is focused on initiatives that promote domestic financing to ensure the sustainability of projects and enable local communities to benefit from such investments. And Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete said the improved power supply in the country is a result of government's hard work, various interventions and targets aimed at significantly growing the energy sector. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested a notorious Tanzanian drug trafficking kingpin, Ahmed Muharram, along with other suspects for trafficking in large quantities of high-grade cannabis and Benylin with codeine. Speaking during a press briefing, DEC Director General Nason Banda said Ahmed Muharram, a 40-year-old businessman of Lilai area in Lusaka, was arrested in connection with trafficking in 1,380.8 kilograms of high-grade cannabis. Mr. Banda said the suspect is a known transnational drug trafficker who has been on the DEC watch list for some time. He has explained that during the operation, officers intercepted a truck in which 221.2 kilograms of high-grade cannabis were concealed. Mr. Banda has added that the operation was extended to the suspect's residence in Lilai, where officers discovered an additional 1,159.6 kilograms of high-grade cannabis, bringing the total seizure to 1,380.8 kilograms.
As DEC, we have recorded some major successes in a series of intelligence-led drug-controlled delivery operations conducted jointly between officers in Southern and Lusaka provinces, respectively, resulting in the arrest of several notorious drug criminals and the seizure of large quantities of high-grade cannabis and benzene with codeine. So in one major operation, we conducted a controlled delivery operation from Kazungula all the way to Lusaka that led to the arrest of a notorious Tanzanian drug trafficking kingpin, identified as Ahmed Muharram, male, aged 40, a businessman of Lilai area in Lusaka.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has today sworn in newly elected FDD Chawama Constituency Member of Parliament, Bright Nundwe. Ms. Nundwe was elected last month after defeating candidates from other political parties that participated in the polls. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon, Ms. Muti has congratulated Mr. Nundwe on his election victory and urged him to be a committed member of the House as he works towards delivering development for the people of Chawama. Meanwhile, Leader of the Opposition, Robert Chavinga, has wished Mr. Nundwe well as he undertakes his responsibilities as Member of Parliament, calling on him to put the interests of the people of Chawama first and contribute positively to national development.
I further wish to join you and the acting leader of government business in welcoming the newly elected Honorable Member of Parliament for Chawama Parliamentary Constituency, Mr. Bright Nundwe, MP, and wish him well and undertakes his constitutional responsibilities as a fellow opposition member of parliament. I urge him to put the country's interests first as he discharges his parliamentary duties.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply, ZIPS, says it has mandated its inspectors to commence nationwide compliance inspections across both the public and private sectors. ZIPS President Daniel Kabamba says the inspections are intended to ensure that all persons practicing procurement and supply chain management are properly qualified, duly registered with the Institute, and fully compliant with membership and licensing requirements. Speaking during the 2026 National Compliance Inspections launch, Mr. Kabamba has stated that all registered members of the Institute are required to pay annual membership subscription fees, adding that 20 days have now elapsed since the 14th of January 2026 deadline. He has further revealed that the Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply Act No. 29 of 2025 has been assented to and signed into law, subject to the issuance of a commencement order expected later this year. Mr. Kabamba has also advised teachers and other public officers who are not trained in procurement but are currently performing procurement functions to enroll in recognized procurement and supply programs, adding that a grace period has been granted up to 31st December 2026.
Today marks exactly 20 days since the lapse of the 14th day of January 2026 deadline. This period has effectively served as a grace period for members to regularize their status. Going forward, there will be no further extension and there will be no further mess. Accordingly, the Institute now has a mandate which has been given to inspectors to commence nationwide compliance inspections across the country. This is going to be both in public and private sector and all the institutions that have got a mandate to provide services in procurement and supply.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same.